I want to say thanks for allowing us to go to our convention this week. Brother Bill and I went down and had a great time there. The thought of our convention this year was unity. Unity, our people gathering together. And across the convention, there's a task to reach lost people for Jesus Christ. Texas has over 8 million lost people in the state of Texas. And we need to reach them. They're without Christ. If they die today, they'll be eternally lost. Our mind ought to be on reaching people for Christ. As we look at the scripture today, we're found in Romans chapter 10. And it's, how shall they hear? How shall they hear without a preacher? Read a story one time about a young boy watching, Robert Louis Stevenson watching the lamplighters. That's before they had electricity. Back in the old days, they would light the street lamps, coal oil, and a man would come along and light that coal oil, and it put out the light. And his mother said, "What are you doing, Robert?" And he said, "I'm watching a man cutting holes in the darkness." I see that as a picture today as our Christian lives. We're cutting holes with the light of Christ in the dark world that we live in. Picture that in your mind today. And in Romans chapter 10, starting with verse 13, it says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they're sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. But I say, did Israel not know first Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not of a nation. I will prove you to anger by a foolish nation." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for the reading of your word. And Lord, as we gather here, each one of us in our life have points of needs this morning. Each one of us, as we look at our life, and Lord, if we look at our life and the Holy Spirit leads us to realize that our life is not right with you, Lord, may we come, may we just humble ourselves and bow down before you like the song just said, we bow down before a holy God. And by bowing down before a holy God, we just ask you to come into our life. Forgive us of our sin, that we might have eternal life, that we might live our lives pleasing to you. God, if there's someone here this morning that does not know you as Lord and Savior, may they do that today. Lord, may we pray as we listen, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move in our hearts. Lord, there's some of us here, Lord, who know you, but Lord, we haven't given you first in our life. We haven't cleaned out our lives, and Lord, we need to do that. And Lord, the Bible says if we confess our sin, then you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. Lord, I just pray that we'll do that today. And then again, Lord, some may be here looking for a church home. And this is the place you've allowed them to come. And Lord, we just pray that you would stir their hearts, that they may come into this fellowship, that we might work together to reach the world for Christ. We give you all praise and glory, for it's in your precious name we ask these things. Amen. Paul has a desire here in Romans to see people saved. You know, that ought to be our desire, shouldn't it? To see people come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I don't care who they are. It doesn't really matter. God says whosoever, that means every single one. There's an urgent need, I believe, in our life today. I believe the time is coming. It's very short, I believe, before this whole world will collapse. And I believe we need to communicate the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to all people. Now, Paul had been persecuted by the ones he loved. He had been thrown in prison. He had been beat. And yet, in Romans 9, verse 3, he says this, I wish myself, for I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brother, my countrymen according to the flesh. Folks, that is a strong statement of how Paul so felt about his people. He said, Lord, I wish that myself be accursed, that they might come to know you as Lord and Savior. They have not heard. They have not responded. You know, I preach and I pray for America, and I pray for our country, and I pray for our world. We preach the gospel here in America as we send out missionaries. Let me tell you something, folks. I've got a child overseas, and I know the LeBlancs got a daughter that's in missions, and we preach and we pray for them. And this Lottie Moon Christmas offering, I know that it will go to help other missionaries all over the world. We have thousands of men and women who are giving their life in a foreign country that people might know. And yet here in America, we live like we've got everything made, and we hear the gospel through the radio, we hear the gospel on television, we hear it on Sunday morning, and yet we do not respond to the gospel. And my heart goes out for America. If we do not pay attention, one day they'll be sending missionaries here because we're a godless nation. And folks, let me tell you, it says, for whosoever, that means God wants everyone, whosoever shall call. Oh, the scripture here has two main truths that I want us to look at. One, the lost need to hear. Lost people need to hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul makes it very clear. Who's the lost people? All. Everyone, whosoever. If you're here this morning and you do not trust, have not trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're one of those. And he says, I want you to come to trust the Lord as your Savior before it's too late. There's a time it's going to be too late. I was telling someone this morning, I hear a lot of people say, well, preacher, we got plenty of time. One of these days, when I'm lying there in the hospital bed, I'm about to die, then I'm going to look up and say, Lord, would you come into my life and I'll get to go to heaven? That's not true. That's a lie from the devil. Let me tell you something. It takes the Holy Spirit to quicken to your heart, to give you faith, to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You just can't say, Lord, I want you to come into my life right before you die, without the Holy Spirit convicting you of that. Did you know that? That thief on the cross, he was convicted by Christ dying upon the cross. Hey, he hasn't done anything, but we have. He recognized he was a sinner. Who did that? It was God himself that showed him that. And then he called upon the name of the Lord. He said, Lord, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom? And Jesus says, this day you'll be with me in paradise. The other guy, he saw it all, but he wasn't convicted. And he said, he's in hell today. God wishes that we might come to Christ. And if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, you'll have a decision to make before this morning's over. You'll either choose Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you'll walk out of here lost. The Bible says the wise and the unwise can come to Christ. Nationality doesn't make any difference. Race, it doesn't make any difference. Anyone, God wants to come to Christ simply by faith. You see, sometimes we go out into the world and we look at people and say, well, you know, he's so-and-so of financial status. Well, we'd like to see him saved. It'd be easy for him to see saved. And the old poor guy we don't want to witness to. That's not the way it is for God. And folks, it better be the way with us. We better reach the lost, whether they're rich or poor, ugly or beautiful. It doesn't make any difference. What color, what nationality, God wishes that all could be saved. And that was what Paul's saying. The lost need to come to Christ. Educated, uneducated, doesn't matter. Holy Spirit convicts us all. See, God wants us to be saved. Everywhere you look, you see lost people. At the convention, one of the guys that was a missionary spoke, and he said this, and it really hit home. He said one of the guys that come said, listen, you say you want to reach lost people. You write down on a piece of paper right now 10 lost people that you know that you're praying for. Out of all those missionaries, only 5 knew 10 people, he said. Folks, let me tell you something. If I ask you to write down 10 lost people, could you write down 10 lost people that you would like to know come to Christ today? How are we going to win them, he said, if we don't know who they are? If we don't know any lost people, how can you win them? How can you pray for them? You can't, can you? So we need to start thinking about lost people. Look around. The house next to you, the family that moved in next door that doesn't go to church on Sunday, have you prayed for them? Have you went to them and said, hey, you know what? Jesus Christ means so much to our family. Wouldn't you like to go to church with us? In the apartments that you live in, on the jobs where you go, every place, Walmart, Brookshire's, there's lost people. Find out who they are. You know, we're so timid, aren't we? We don't want to speak to them. We don't want to say anything about Christ because the old devil says, oh, they're going to reject you. That's just a lie from the devil. And really, it doesn't make any difference because all you have to do is tell them about Christ. It's up to them to accept it. In the hospital, man, somebody said, why does the Lord have me in the hospital? I said, well, it could be because you witness to these nurses that come by or the doctors that come by. We don't know, but let your life reflect Jesus Christ. The lost need to hear. Let me tell you something. Paul was in prison. He's in prison, and you know what he's doing? He's telling the guards that are chained to him about Jesus Christ. He's got a captive audience, doesn't he? Man, he's just telling about Jesus Christ. And He said, because of this, people have come to know Jesus Christ. Because of my imprisonment, people have come to know Jesus Christ. Why are they lost? They simply have failed, or we have simply failed to evangelize people in our town, in our church, in our nation. You know, I've been criticized a lot of times about going out and knocking on doors and reaching people. I've been criticized about supporting the Lottie Moon Christmas offering or the state missions offering. And one lady said, well, you know, your church doesn't do any of that, do they? Oh, no, we don't do that. And I said, well, I like my way of reaching the world better than yours. You see, that's what we're to do. We're given a time, we saw a while ago, of missions reaching out to people around the world. That's what we're supposed to do. Show that love of God. Home Mission Board Director says there's over 145,000 people that made professions of faith and were baptized in our Baptist churches. Now, that's not a whole lot considering of all the Baptist churches, but you know what? That's 145,000 that will miss hell and make heaven. And I'm proud of that. Folks, we need in our church reach people for Christ. Let me tell you something. The false teachings out in the world are growing and growing and growing at a fast rate. They're taking hold, all the false teachers. Did you know that the Islamic race is growing faster in America than the Christian race? You better think about that. Islam, Teddy said a while ago, what's happening in our world? That's not godly. That's not God. That's not Christianity. And yet God says, I love them too. And I wish that they could come to know me as Lord and Savior. Folks, worldly concerns for riches and worldly concerns for material possessions have crowded out Christ. Sports are more popular than Jesus Christ nowadays. If you don't believe it, you look at any stadium on Sunday afternoon and you look at the churches in that town. Most of the time, those stadiums hold at least 100,000 now. There's not 100,000 people in church in any town that I know of. Sports has crowded it out. But the world needs to hear. The lost people need to hear that God loves them. Not only that, a second truth is the saved must speak. We must speak. If you're a born-again Christian today, you've got a story to tell. You know that? You've got a something to tell others. You've got something to share in your life. The followers of Christ were driven to reach lost people. Jesus Christ said, I came to seek and to save those which are lost. Now he says, listen, you, my disciples, go ye therefore into all the world and do the same thing. Do what I have done. Reach people for Christ. Paul was one of the followers of Jesus Christ, and his desire was to save those which were lost. The number one concern in our churches ought to be to spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because we are commanded to proclaim the gospel. I've said this story many times. It's about a little boy that went to Sunday school, and he sat down in Sunday school and listened to the Sunday school teacher. And when he got home, his mother said, well, did you enjoy Sunday school? And the little boy said, uh-huh. He said, well, what was your teacher's name? And he said, I don't know. She said, why don't you know? He said, I just don't know, Mom. But it must have been Jesus' grandmother because that's all she talked about. Folks, when we love God, that's all we'll talk about. You know, we talk about a lot of things, don't we? but we don't talk about Christ very much. We talk about things we love. We talk about things that are on our heart. Friends, our conversation ought to reflect the desire to spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everywhere we go, we ought to have that thought on our mind. Okay, who can I share Christ with today? We must reach, not only must we reach, we must disciple them. We must take an interest in them. A lot of times, adults, and I got a lot of adults in here today, young adults and adults, let me share this with you. A lot of times when we get saved, we think that, okay, we're through. You are not through. You hear me? You're not through. You've just begun. You've got a life. It doesn't matter how old you are. You've got a life that is useful to God. Someone said in our convention this week, your wisdom that you have, these young people need to hear it. You can mentor them. You can talk to them. You can help the young ladies grow in Christ. You can help the young men grow in Christ. They need your wisdom, you see. And a lot of the older folks need their wisdom, where they're coming from. You see, sometimes we're stuck in the 50s and the 40s, aren't we? We need the wisdom, too, of our younger people. I just love to see these kids up here. There's something innocent about them, but you know what? They grow up. They grow up. And the truth is, if we had 30 up here this morning, the truth is when they go off to college, if we don't instill the wisdom of God in their life, many of them will fall away from church and never go back. Live out into the world, live in sin, and ruin their lives. We need to get a hold of their life and help them grow spiritually so that when they go off to college or they get in high school or wherever they may be, they will make the right decisions in their life. Most of us make stupid decisions, don't we? And I know some people don't like me to use that word. I had a mama one time say, you know, I don't tell my kids that word because they call people that. I'm sorry. I'll try not to use that again till next time. But we make bad decisions. Maybe I will say that. We make real bad decisions. But if we've learned from the adults, you know where I got most of my learning? From my grandmother and grandpa. Mother and daddy were busy making a living so that we could eat. When you have six kids, you know, you got to work hard. But grandmother instilled that wisdom in us. She prayed with us. She talked to us about the Lord, how we should live our lives. Yes. And let me tell you something. When we got in high school, yeah, we made some bad decisions. But guess what? We always came back to what had been instilled in our hearts and our lives. You see? If they've never had that training, if they never get that, let me tell you something. The world snatches them away. The devil ruins their life. He gets them hooked on alcohol. He gets them hooked on drugs. Whatever might tear them away. That's the truth. We need to share the gospel. Where? Well, everywhere we go. In Acts, they were scattered abroad, the Bible says, everywhere they went. And now we're not talking about the preachers. We're talking about the people. Everywhere they went, they were scattered about telling about Jesus Christ. as they went to their jobs, as they walked down the road, they talked about Jesus Christ at their leisure, at their parties. The conversation was Jesus Christ. There's lost people all over that need to hear Jesus Christ. Man, we've got troubles. Jesus is the answer. You see, how do we speak? Well, we speak by learning this word. You've got to get into the Word of God. You know what I find more and more people? If you'll just get into the Word of God on a daily basis, live your life in the Word of God, it will help you tremendously to know what decisions you need to make. I heard a story about a young boy. You know, we don't do this here because we don't have subways. But this young boy got on the subway car, and there was a man there taking tickets. And every day this boy would say, "How you doing?" as he got on to this man, and he was always smiling towards this man. He was always happy. He was always friendly. He would say, "Have a good day, sir. May God bless you." And the guy said, "You know, what is different about this young man than all the rest of the people?" Young man, he came to the young man one day and said, "Young man, I want to thank you. It's because of you Christ changed my life." And the young man said, I never told you about Christ, did I?" He said, "Oh, yes, you did, by the life you lived." He said, "When I saw you get on the train every day and you give me a ticket, you were always smiling, you were always happy, you always whistled too, you would always say, 'Have a blessed day.' And I wonder, what is different about this guy than all the rest of the people that I deal with day in and day out?" And he said, "Then one day I noticed you had a little Bible in your hand." And he said, "You know what? I went and got me a Bible, and I started reading that Bible, and in that Bible I found Christ. And I knew there was a difference in your life and who made it." Folks, by the life we live every day, Jesus Christ wants to tell people about our life. What is your life reflecting as you go your way? What kind of message are we sending as we go out into everyday world in our businesses? "Well, preacher, I don't know what to speak. I don't know how to speak." Well, it's very simple. All you have to speak is about what Christ is doing in your life. And you know what you did to receive Jesus Christ in your life? One, you realized you was a sinner. Now, we all can say, "Hey, you know what? I recall upon a day I was living a life and it was displeasing to God, and I realized I was a sinner. I realized what the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I believed that word, and I believed that Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross to die for me. And you know what? I confessed him as my Lord and Savior, and he changed my life. There was a change." I like that old song, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart." I was listening this week to Bob Pittman on being changed. Oh, folks, let me tell you something. There's been a change. If there hasn't been a change, I would wonder about my salvation. But I'm not the same person I used to be. And it's because I repented of my sin. Repent simply means to turn around your life around. Not only turn your life around, but it means a change of mind. I changed my mind about the things that God has said in his word and about the way I was living, and started living for Christ. Now, we live in a state, we live in a county, we live in a town where many have not heard or they haven't responded to the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Did you know it's estimated over 170 million people are lost in the United States alone? And I said earlier, 8 million in Texas. And let me tell you something, that rate has grown. It's growing every day. They said in Houston, you can start a church, I believe, one a day or one a week, and we still couldn't reach all of Houston for Christ. It's growing that fast. Well, it's growing that fast here also. It is because Jesus Christ has, because he's come into our heart, that we should bear witness of his great love towards us. Now, we know that faith comes by hearing. And how do they hear? It says, by the word of God in verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. This morning, you've heard the word of God. You've heard that all should come to Christ. You've heard that Christ is the answer. You've heard that we're all sinners and come short of the glory of God. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? You've got a decision to make, don't you? You've got a choice to make. Are you going to leave out this morning just like you came in and do nothing with the gospel? I hope not. I'm not trying to put any feathers in my cap. You know? All I want you to do is get your life right with God so that when you die, you can go to heaven and we can have some help reaching people for Christ. Because I know that if you really receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to want to tell people about it. Think about that. Do you know 10 lost people? If you don't, why not? And if you do, let's pray for them. Let's work in a way that we would reach them for Christ. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings today. And Lord, as we spread the word of God, we've heard it. If the seed is sown, then Lord, you reap the harvest. And Lord, we sow the seed every day, day in and day out. We tell people about Jesus Christ. Lord, those that are here today, don't let Satan win the battle. If they don't know for sure they're saved or they're not saved, let them by faith simply step out and come. And I'd be glad to share with them and talk with them just for a moment. Make sure they know Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that your Spirit will move. In whatever way people need to hear, Lord, let them hear this morning. For it's in Christ's name we ask these things. Amen. Would you stand?